Fine. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the Who is Working Group Technical Survey Requirements webinar on the 1st of June. We have got audio streaming available in the Adobe Connect room, but in order to ask a question, please join the audio bridge. Please let me know in the Adobe Connect chat if you need connection details. Please also remember to mute your lines and speakers when not speaking to avoid any background noise. Thank you very much, and over to you, Don.
Appreciate it, Natalie. I'm just looking at the chat room here. See some familiar. It's been a weird morning. Sorry, folks. Some familiar names. In any event, I'm Don Blumenthal. Just to clarify, I'm with the Public Interest Registry, and have been working on Who Is issues since the late 90s, when I was with the Federal Trade Commission, and we were wrestling with improving securing accuracy and availability of Who Is records. And it's nice to know 13 years later that I'm still dealing with familiar issues. It makes my life a lot easier in some ways. Briefly, though, I'm on the Who Is survey working group, and we were chartered about a year ago to come up with a survey to examine Who Is requirements. Our charter drifted a bit over time. But now we're ready to issue the survey, which is out there, as you know. Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot that I've got control of the slides. Thanks, Barry. We've been at it for a while now. It's been a cross, and that's a dangerous term to use in ICANN lexicon. It's been a broad-based effort. This is a GNSO-backed project. But we have had representatives from the ALAC, or at least one. We have had representatives from a broad range of GNSO constituency, IPC, the intellectual property folks, the business folks, registrars. I'm with a registry. No, not quite ready there. And we come up with a set of questions that we think covers a good solid range of technical requirements, but also more broader service requirements. What should be possible within the Who Is system? That's kind of my broad overview. Let me step back a little bit. As you can see here, in 2009, the GNSO Council asked the policy staff to come up with a set of potential technical requirements for Who Is service. Now, that was generally to accomplish two things. It was to address known problems in the current service. As I said, and while Who Is accuracy and availability isn't necessarily part of the types of things we addressed, there have been deficiencies in the Who Is service, I think it's fair to say, since the Internet went commercial and the old system was being used for just more than just contacting another network administrator to try to figure out why there was a problem online. Beyond that, though, there have been a number of policy initiatives over time, some of them in the past, some that are still ongoing. So there was a need to look at technical requirements that might address getting some background noise there. You newcomers could put yourselves on mute. Thanks. but also address just evolving needs as they've been identified over time and on into the future. The staff issued its report in July of 2010, but then in 2011 the council set our working group up to develop the survey to really try to estimate the level of consensus, or lack of consensus, obviously, on what requirements there are out there in the GNSO community, and kind of a semi, no, that's the wrong term, within the GNSO community, but to the extent that we separate out ALAC as a part, within that group also. I think the title of this slide is very well put. It's got one critical word in there, important. We really believe that it's something different from what's gone before. I know within the ICANN community there's sometimes a thought of, oh no, not another who is effort. I'm on a number of working groups, or maybe that's too broad a term, but I've been on another number of projects involving who is, and I've only been with PIR for about 2 years now. This really is different. It's going to look at the community's view of what requirements are. It's really quite broadly focused. In one sense, it covers a number of areas, but it's also quite narrowly focused in the sense that the questions get into the details of who is operations, the details of business operations and how they might use who is and how they might want to use who is, the details of, say, the intellectual property community's view of what who is can offer, of what other groups might want to do with who is in terms of limiting the ability to for different groups to get access to data. It's really quite broad-ranged. And what's important, it gives the community a chance to get involved in the debate. Because no small group, no small group can really have a sense of the broad set of interests that are out there in the ICANN community, or in the more general community. People use who is, who don't have a clue what ICANN is if they've ever heard the acronym. So it lets everybody get involved, everybody to submit their opinions, and everybody a chance to help guide efforts as they go along. Now, obviously, this isn't going to be used, whatever the results are, whatever the survey analysis is, won't be used in a vacuum. Whatever our analysis is at the end, and that is one change, this group will be handling the analysis. Just sitting and identifying what the requirements are doesn't accomplish anything. This information will be used outside just our small ear, our small mandate. You know, it could be useful for the ongoing IETF protocol efforts, the WEIRDS group, that's the acronym, if anybody's aware of it. I won't even take a shot at remembering what WEIRDS stands for. But it's just an assistive tool, for lack of a better term. It's just an inventory of what the community sees as would be useful as who is goes along. What capabilities would be useful but no more than that. It's a technical inventory. What should be there, what actually is there down the line, is going to come down to be a policy issue. It's going to come down to be an operational issue. So this fundamentally is a neutral effort, an assistive effort, that hopefully will have much broader use once we're finished. Now, we've finished our initial draft, as you know, or you wouldn't be here. It refers to the initial report We've narrowed things down, or divided things, that's a better way to put it, into 13 requirements, with over 60 questions. We opened the comment session just a few days ago. And thought that these webinars would be useful for people who want to get clarification before diving into the survey itself. To get a handle up front on what's going on and ask questions that might help guide answers or clarify what we're doing or whatever else. Now, the opening slide here is the survey tool. It'll be obviously much more readable if you pull the survey up itself, or potentially much more readable if you download the slides later. Barry Cobb from ICANN staff and I talked about at least trying launching the survey to see if it's usable and to give you a live view. The survey is usable to see if the live view would be usable. So, Barry, if you could just do that, and we'll see if it, thank you, provides anything. Keep in mind that the survey should come up a lot more quickly live. The little circle there was one of those ongoing quirks of Adobe Connect. I'm not sure that gives folks a better idea specifically, but that's it live. It has the pull-down list. So I'm going to stop talking and let Barry do this demonstration of the different features. As you can see, we have a mix of just check marks, pull-down boxes, but also give you the opportunity to give more free-form comments. A mix of possible tools. They click through fairly easily. There are a lot of questions, but it doesn't necessarily have to take hours and hours to get through. We did automate it as much as possible. I want to give credit where it's due. Wilson Abagaba, who's part of the working group, did a wonderful job of taking the questions and putting them into a nice, usable survey tool. Yeah, that's the one other kind of ranking type. Question. And then again, as Barry just showed off on the right, the jump around, the links, rather. I haven't had coffee this morning. I apologize if I'm a little unfocused. Well, why don't we move on back to the substance? But that's just going to give you a feel for what will be going on as you click through. Briefly, I'm just going to go over the sections of the survey. After that, I'll be glad to take questions or add more explanation, whatever. We'll start off with just a profile, something basic, not... Nothing that's going to run afoul of anybody's privacy laws. That is somebody who teaches privacy law at the University of Michigan. It's just to give us an idea of what communities, what interest groups are providing different types of input. That information is always helpful in engaging the responses. The first section deals with just the basic issue of providing an accessible list of domain names, a list of domain names that is parsable, truly usable, basically. It's worthless to just throw up a whole bunch of information without figuring ways to make it accessible and usable. But in order to accomplish usable, we've got to look at the narrower thesis. We have a number of questions that look at definitions of a query structure. We want to look at a standard structure for who is responsive, some kind of baseline for what should be there when queries are submitted. To add to my entertainment, my mouse battery is dying. Explains the jiggling there. One interesting ongoing problem on the net in general is trying to figure out what's happened when something doesn't work. So we have questions related to what should a user get back if something doesn't work. Have a set of error messages some kind of standard set of error conditions that'll generate messages. We have questions in there for parameters for submitting who is queries. What should be in structured data models? What should be in a structured data model for the information? We have a number of questions that address what's really a very important issue in ICANN these days, the whole notion of internationalized registration data. I'm not saying the issues aren't important, other issues aren't important, but this one is particularly topical given some ongoing efforts. For a long time, there have been discussions of baseline access to data, which led to the subsections under question 8, or section 8, rather, coming up with an authentication framework. And once you authenticate, you authorize. This is, again, straight out of the classroom. And then coming up with a framework and a baseline set of metrics for implementing 8.2 and 8.3, and that and for other uses also. Then we also are going to look at a question that is floating in other circumstances now. Some questions, just the extent to which the entire system should be drifting to a sic who is. All registries, or at least all GNSO registries, should be going to a sic who is. Finally, we raised some issues concerning the idea of a who was, which obviously has a lot of uses for business, law enforcement, consumers even, who use who is for consumer protection purposes. And then finally, some more general questions involving who is and who is databases run by registrars or registries. We are, let me just suggest, we are talking here about the domain name system. So we're not talking about the number system, but there is some crossover. I think down the line there may be lessons for both sides to learn from the other as efforts continue. Once everybody submits their comments, we'll review them, obviously. Some cynics know we really will review them, create a proposed final draft, release the survey for 30 days, analyze the results, and then submit to the GNSO Council. These links at the bottom will take you to the survey itself and also to the Who Has Survey Working Group. The DT is our old name, drafting team, so that you can follow along and then as things move. I appreciate it. Again, apologize for a little bit of stumbling here. Number one, some glitches this morning. Number two, late night flight through storms. And number three, I've been on these before. That's the first time I've conducted one. And I think we have a typo in that URL there. Unless there's a country code TLD that I'm not aware of. The appendix is something different. With that, I'm glad to take your questions. Just raise your hands in the excuse me, in the Adobe tool, or okay. Pramod, and you can submit either
yes.
In the chat or verbally, either is fine with me.
Yeah. So I guess one question was concerning privacy and proxy services and whether you would be, whether who is information would perhaps indicate whether the data is being shared or hidden through a proxy or privacy service through a flag or something within the Whois data?
That could be a possible data element, sure. And that would be that would be subsumed under the issue of the data elements, data structure. Yeah, that's an issue that a number of us have had long time experience with, and is important to a lot of us. Who certainly it would be on the table as a possibility. Thomas.
Yeah.
First of all, Don, thanks for the presentation. I have to admit I haven't read or gone through the questionnaire on the website that you have linked to, but I was wondering whether you also ask people for their expectations when they currently use who is. You said that you ask about the background of people who are using who is, but also ask, are you asking them what their expectations are or what exactly they need it for?
Interesting question. I'm not sure that we... Well, let me answer the reverse of what I was about to. I think a lot of that could be analyzed from survey responses, but I'm not sure we ask it specifically. Barry, if I can ask for some help here.
Hi, Don. Yes, this is Barry. I think for the most part, the goal of the working group was to try to make this survey strictly technical requirements focused. When we start getting into expectations and some of those other types of questions, we start to fall into the policy side. And it's definitely a mandate in our charter that we distinguish between the two and that we only focus on the technical aspects.
Yeah. That was generally my memory, but there were some earlier discussions, and I apologize, I'd lost track a little bit of where we wound up. And yes, I did go through the survey, but off the top, didn't remember. Certainly, an analysis will look at sets of answers and what they might indicate in terms of the different types of expectations of the community, of the different communities. But let us take that under advisement as a possible addition, because it might help drive the final recommendations. Good idea.
I mean, this is Thomas again. Don and Barry, thanks so much for answering the question. And certainly, if you're charged with asking for the technical requirements or defining those, then that's your mandate. And you shouldn't go beyond that within this group. But nonetheless, I think that it's at least worthwhile considering what we're ultimately, or what you are ultimately doing this exercise for. If it turned out, just theoretically, that the vast majority of people are using Whois for purposes of enforcing legal positions or to catch criminals, then I think the requirements can be as good and comprehensive as they can be. But then you can't really come up with appropriate results without also looking at the Whois accuracy. And when talking about Whois, I'm asking myself, do we need it at all? So I think I would even go as far as asking the question, would you like to have the Whois service continued? Because unless you actually do an authentication for each and every domain registration, by improving Whois, we might give raise to expectations that Whois never can fulfill, and maybe we would need to look at other tools to appropriately help law enforcement to catch criminals, which is what they should do. Thanks for listening. I know this is a little bit off topic.
Please submit that, and in general, to everybody, please do submit your thoughts to the comments, the formal comments, but. Interesting concepts there. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Anybody else? Any other questions from the same people? Okay, well, I guess we can wrap things up then. I really, really appreciate your participation. We made a conscious effort early on. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I have a formal title, but my vice chair role was specifically to deal with outreach. So it's gratifying to have have some folks on the call and participating. Again, please submit your comments through the formal process. Urge anybody that you can think of who whose input you think would be useful to participate. We really are trying to get as broad a sense of the community as we can. And we'll be doing this again at 4 o'clock, if you know of anybody who might be interested, but the 4 o'clock Eastern, U.S. Eastern time, I think it's UTC minus 4. Anybody who might be interested but either didn't know about the 9 o'clock session or wasn't able to make it. Thanks again.
And thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Thank you, everybody. Natalie, terminate the recordings, please.
Of course.